This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The first legislative volley has been fired in what may be the end of Obamacare and Planned Parenthood funding. The U.S. Senate, on a strict party line vote, passed the budget resolution designed to eventually avoid any filibuster. Obamacare would be replaced and Planned Parenthood's $500 million in current federal funding moved to other community health centers not involved in abortion or abortion specimen sales. Stephanie Packer was shocked how far legal suicide could reach into her own life. The California wife and mother of four is trying to stay alive in the face of a potentially fatal autoimmune disease. A letter arrived saying her care in a promising UCLA clinical trial had been rejected, but Medicaid offered her a big discount on suicide drugs. Stephanie Packer took to Facebook. She got a lot of attention, and Medicare recanted. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. Pope Francis is said on Wednesday to have criticized abortion, but reading his comments, this was no mere criticism. Francis was lamenting abortion and what seems to motivate people in their abortions. The Pope related a story of a woman who said she had to have an abortion because her figure was so important. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.